Our Father and our God, we want to bless your name. We want to say thank you. We want to give you glory, honor, and all the adoration. Be thou exalted, be thou lifted high above every other God in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray, be thou glorified in the name of the Lord Jesus. Please take the stage, Lord. Have your way. Lord, I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory, for we are satisfied just to see you glorified. For in Jesus' name we pray. Let somebody shout hallelujah. To the best choir in the world. The best choir in the world. We are proud of you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Good morning and welcome to church. Tell your neighbor good morning and welcome to church. So for those of you that are not aware, every last Sunday in CLA is the Youth Sunday. You might need to mark your calendar because you don't want to miss Youth Sunday. The best. Am I right? The best. So you don't want to miss Youth Sunday next month, the coming month, and like that. So please mark your calendar. If you need to take time off work, please do take time off work, especially to the youth. Please, this is our service. We all need to be available. Amen. Say a big thank you to our lead pastor, our father, Pastor Patrick Tolani, for the opportunity given to the youth to lead the service, and to our resident pastor, Pastor Foye, thank you so much, Ma. And to all our pastors in the house, we say thank you. God bless you. We promise not to disappoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is our month of covenant renewal. So I'll be speaking on something I've titled, by the grace and mercy of God, Activating God's Covenant. Amen. Activating God's covenant. And then I'll take in my Bible text from the book of Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. The Bible says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." Amen. When we talk about activating something, it means probably that thing was dormant, was inactive, and needs a bit of push. So I have some principles of actions. Things remain at rest unless acted on by force. Stillness continues until intentions becomes action. Change begins the moment action is applied. Movement follows decision. Where there is no force, there is no forward motion. Amen. Meaning that we need to do something to activate something for something to happen. There is covenant that God has given to everybody, but it might not be working because you haven't done your own bit, because what you have not done the prerequisite. No, in government there's something called counterpart funding. They will provide a particular amount of money, and you need to release your own counterpart funding for that project to be activated. My pastor is a project manager. He can relate. Amen. So we need to do our own counterpart funding, basically. So let's slow down a bit and let me go back to basics. So what is a covenant? What is a covenant? A covenant is a binding agreement or a sacred promise between two parties. In the Bible, it usually refers to a relationship between God with people, often with promise, what God will do. Condition, what people are expected to do, your counterpart funding. Signs, a physical reminder, that is a sign like a rainbow in the case of Noah and circumcision in the case of Abraham. Next. Unlike a normal contract, a biblical covenant is relational and spiritual, not just legal. Covenant with God is not a relationship of equals. God is not entering covenant with us because we are equal. But God set the terms and conditions and invite people into it out of his kindness, his grace, and love for mankind. God is setting covenant not because we are equal with him, but because he's a loving father, he's magnanimous, he's gracious, and he wants to enter a relationship with us That is why Yahweh is setting that covenant. So, some roots definition. The Hebrew word for covenant is berut, and it means agreement, it means pact, treaty, alliance. In ancient Hebrew culture, a berut was often sealed with sacrifice, symbolizing that covenant is serious and life-binding. God will say, offer me this, offer this, so that what that covenant can be what? Can be binding and very serious. So it is rooted in the Hebrew culture. It is rooted in the what? In the Hebrew culture. And I, as we go along the line, you see how this comes to play. Again, some definition. Covenant is a binding agreement or a sacred promise, a binding, something that is binding, not just a mere word. Something that is binding. And when something is binding, it cannot be easily broken. For lawyers, when a judge gives a judgment, that judgment is what is binding. And it has every forces needs to what come to play to make sure that judgment is what is being executed. When a person is being sentenced, law enforcement agents swung into actions to make sure that that person is taken into prison. And when the person is being discharged and acquitted, also they release the person. Promises, condition, signs. Relational, spiritual, and not just legal. In the case of we Christians with God now. And then the Hebrew word which I just explained. Next slide, please. So there are some major covenants in the Bible that God gave the patriarchs of old. So we're going to look very briefly. We are familiar with this. So I will just run through them so I can go to the main message. Number one, I have covenant of life. Bible says my covenant was with him, one of life and what? And peace. I gave to him that he might fear me, so he feared me and I was reverent before my name. God has given us a covenant of life. Bible says with long life will I what? Satisfy you. Next slide. Covenant of health. Covenant of, I said, I will put none of the diseases of the Egyptians upon you. I am the God that healeth you. Next slide, please. Covenant of wealth. Bible says it's God that give us power to make wealth. It is in the word that give us power that he may establish his covenant with which he swore to your father as it is this day. It is God that gives us what power to make. So we have that covenant with him as well. Next slide. Covenant of fruitfulness. Bible says be fruitful and multiply. Replenish and subdue the head. God has given us that covenant. Bible says none shall lack a mate. None shall lack his mate. And there shall be none barren among you. We have a covenant as well. Next slide. Covenant of years. Even to your old age. The Bible says, I am he. And even to gray hairs, I will carry you. Even to what? To our old age, God will always be there for us. Next slide. Covenant of peace. The Bible says, for the mountain shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has mercy on you. We have the covenant of peace. Covenant of multiplication. I will make my covenant between me and you, and what? I will multiply you exceedingly. We have the covenant of multiplication. Next slide, please. Covenant of protection. I will make a covenant of peace with them and cause wild beasts to cease from the land, that they will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the world. We have the covenant of protection. Bible says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We have that covenant. Covenant of mercy. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Covenant of preservation. That's the one God had with Noah. I will establish my covenant with you, and never again shall all flesh be cut out by waters of the flood. Please, Christian, we need to start using these rainbows. I purposely asked them to put. And by the way, thank you so much to the editorial team for these beautiful slides. I purposely requested that this rainbow should be in this light. We need to use this rainbow. God gave us as a sign of preservation. Don't let those people, you know what I'm talking about, take it away from us. This is our own sign of what? Of preservation. Next slide, please. Covenant of promise and blessing with Abraham. Bible says, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. So we all sing, Father Abraham's, many sons have Father Abraham's, and what? I am one of them, and so are you. So let us praise the Lord. And you know, we know the song. And we also sing, Abraham's blessings are mine. So God, so yeah. Next, covenant with Israel. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. So God also have covenant with the people of Israel, when we are also part of that word, New Jerusalem. Amen. David, covenant of kinship. Covenant of what? Of kinship. God says that there will always be somebody on the throne of David. And I can see Jesus in this verse. Because in Mark 10, 47, blind Bartimaeus, as we call him, although he has been healed, he's no longer blind, but we still call him blind Bartimaeus. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Also in Matthew 15:22, the Canaanite woman said to Jesus, son of David, son of David. And Jesus is the King of Kings. Bible says, of his reign, there shall be what? There shall be no end. So that covenant is what is, thank you very much, yeah. Amen. Next slide. Next slide, please. Next slide. Now, there is a covenant between, before this one, please. The new covenant, before this one. Thank you. The promise of new covenant. So we have a promise of new covenant with God. The Bible says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people, with the house of Israel, and with the house of Judah. This was a prophecy concerning what Jesus is coming to fulfill. A prophecy concerning what Jesus is coming to fulfill. And the next slide now talks about the fulfillment of that new covenant. The Bible speaking, Matthew 26:28, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. And to Jesus, the mediator of the what? Of the new covenant. And to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better thing than that of Abel. Jesus is the mediator of that new covenant. So we as Christians, we have given our life to Christ, we now live under that new covenant. That is the covenant that has made us sons and daughters. So we can see how covenant operates and different types of covenant we have in the scriptures. If you are born again, congratulations. Tell your neighbor, if you are born again, congratulations. Because you are a partaker of this covenant. So let's look at what I have here. There is a covenant between me and God. He cannot treat me anyhow. Neither can I treat him anyhow. Remember, our definition of covenant is a binding agreement. So if you truly born again, you have this covenant in operation in your life. So you cannot treat God anyhow. As so as God cannot treat you anyhow. Because there's a covenant between you and God. Once you are in a covenant with God, all his resources will be what? Will be available to you. In alliance, what alliance? When the particular nation is going to work on that nation and they have alliance with one nation, that nation will join. For example, NATO. I think Article 5. When a particular member nation is being attacked, they will trigger that article. NATO force will come into play. They will defend that nation because they are in alliance. So when the devil comes against you like a flood, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard. against them. When you are in need, it will come as Jehovah Jireh. So every resources that is of God will be available to you, because he is your source, because you are what you are in covenant with him. And as well, when God needs a man to go, you'll be available to go. That's how it works. When God needs a man to give, you'll be available to give. Because you're in covenant with God, you cannot treat God anyhow. Tell your neighbor you cannot treat God anyhow. Amen. God will always keep his side of the covenant. Next slide. The one before this one, please. Please stay on that slide. Thank you. My covenant will I not break, nor utter the thing that is gone out of my lips. God will never break his covenant. He will not, for he is not a man that he should lie, neither is he a son of man that he should repent. Once he has spoken it, he has agreed with you on it, he's going to stand by his word. He said, I will make my covenant an everlasting covenant. His covenant endures from generation to generations. His covenant is forever binding. Next slide. Thank you. End time revival requires men that will live on another level of commitment. End time revival requires men that will live on another level of commitment. Casual Christians will be casualty of the last days. If you have been casual with the covenant you have with God, God will also be casual with you. And then you'll be a casualty. So, let's look at two things that would help us to truly activate this covenant that God have with us. Number one, I say covenant of service. So I now look at the difference between a bond servant and a free servant. A bond servant have what? A long life commitment. A free servant what? A temporary service. Bond servant belong to one master. Free servant serves voluntarily. Bond servant is fully surrendered. Free servant serves when willing. Bond servant, covenant relationship. Free servant, working relationship. Next slide. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, for him who died for them and rose again. He died for all. For those who live, should no longer live for themselves. For those would, thank you very much. Amen. Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel. Apostle, you often see this in Apostle Paul's writing. Often see an Apostle Paul writing talking about, I, Paul, I'm a bond servant. I, Paul, I'm a bond servant. You see the life that Apostle Paul lived. You see the life that Apostle Paul, he lived a life of truly a bond servant. He gave his all. Even his marriage, he didn't get married because he wanted to be so committed to the work of God. If you are truly in covenant with God, you also be so committed. You will not do service out of convenience. You will not be comfortable coming to church and just going after the service and not be part of the workforce and not be doing something in the house of God. And some of you will say, I don't want to really get involved in church. Me is career. Yes. It's not all of us that will stand on the altar to preach. Some of you are apostles in the marketplace. Some of you are apostles in your workplace. But are you also fulfilling that apostleship where you find yourself? Anywhere you are, anywhere you find yourself, anywhere you be, let them see that you have commitment to the service of God. Let them see that you are truly in covenant. Because some of us, we cannot say whether we are a Christian or not in our place of work. But for us to activate this covenant that God has with us, so that we can enjoy His resources, we also need to have a covenant of service in and out of the house of God. In and out of the house of God, we need to have a covenant of service unto God. You know, the Greek word for servant, it means it's doulos, which truly means bond servant, a slave, someone fully devoted to his master, not for slavery, but chosen devotion out of love and calling. Do you truly love God? Tell your neighbor, do you truly love God? If you truly love God, you'll be in covenant of service with Him. Amen. Next one says, covenant of stewardship. Giving back everything you own to God. We cease to be possessed by what we have. Those who do not hold back their Isaac. Those who can freely give God their Isaac. I don't know what your Isaac is. But those that can truly say, God, yes, if you request of my Isaac. You know, when God was speaking to Abraham about releasing his son, he said, thy only son, Isaac. And when we look at the meaning of that only son, not because he has just one son, remember there's Ishmael, but the word, that the original translation says unique son. We treat that in, I think, one of our Bible studies. Your unique son, your special son. What is that special thing to you? That thing that is so special. Can you release it to God when God requests you to have that thing being released to Him? When God requests of your money, can you release your money? When there is a need in the house of God and donation is being asked, can you give freely? When your neighbor is in need, can you have the means, can you release? Covenant of stewardship. Those who don't believe that what they've amassed or what they have is theirs. Those who believe that God truly is their source, and even their job and their side also are just resources. As long as they're connected to the resource will never run dry. Amen. You know, and when the Bible was speaking about the alabaster box story, it was being described that the alabaster box was very costly fragrance oil. Very costly. Something that will cost you something. May I not give unto the Lord that which costs me nothing. That was what David said. May I not give unto the Lord that which costs me nothing. Covenant of stewardship. So are we as Christians? We need to see these two covenants as a catalyst to unlock the covenant God has promised us, or God has entered in with us, for us to enjoy the full benefits of everything God has promised to do for us. We also need to fulfill our own bit. So for us to activate those bits from God, like I said in the beginning, you need to release your own counterpart funding. Your own counterpart funding needs to be released so that God can release His own. And it's there. It's not an issue of supply. It's an issue of capacity from your own end. Are you ready to receive? And are you ready to release? Because when you are full, a cup that is full cannot take in more. I pray God will help us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lastly, can you please rise? You know, I said that there's a new covenant, and if you are not born again, you are not under this new covenant. That means you cannot enjoy the benefit in Christ Jesus. So perhaps there is somebody here today, this morning, that is not yet born again, that is not yet giving his or her life to Jesus. An opportunity has arisen this morning for you to give your life to Christ. An opportunity has arisen this morning for you to say, Jesus, here I am. Save me. Jesus, here I am. I want to be part of this new covenant. I want to be part of this new covenant. Jesus, help me. Is there anybody like that today? Can raise up your hand. I'll pray with you from where I am. I'll pray with you even as the rest of us say, take these two prayer points. Oh Lord, I activate all your covenant concerning me. And I pray for grace to fulfill my part in Jesus' name. Father, I enter into covenant of commitment and stewardship with you today. Even as the rest of us pray. If you are not yet born again, you don't need this prayer. Because you cannot jump the stairs. You need to go from one level to another level. And the very first level is that you give your life to Christ. The very first level is that you become born again. So if anybody is like that this morning, raise your hand and I will pray with you. And the Lord God Almighty will accept you. Just as that prodigal son came home and his father with an open arms received him. Father, we bless your name, Jesus. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, mighty God, for you are the covenant-keeping God. For you are the covenant-keeping God. You are the Almighty Father. We worship your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word this morning. For the entrance of your word gives light and understanding to the simple. Lord, we worship and exalt your name in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Thank you. You may please be seated. Hallelujah.